Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. File access is a critical part of any application running in the Universal Windows platform. And in the next version of Windows, it's going to be even easier for you to take the file access code from your app and use the desktop bridge to bring your app all the way to UWP. The Universal Windows platform has a number of features in it that allow for rich file access. But as many of you have existing code that was written for a Win32 app and still needs to run in the Universal Windows platform. The work that we've done for the next version of Windows is allowing us and allowing you to take your code across the Universal Bridge all the way to UWP. Now, my colleague Steve here is from the file systems team, and he's going to help us out by demoing a few parts of how you can take your code from a Win32 app running on the desktop bridge to Windows and fully into UWP. Steve, do you want to take it away with our first demo?
Yeah, my name is Steve. I'm an engineer in the Windows File Systems and Storage team. And my colleague here, Adam, you can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm a program manager, so.
So we're going to be looking at the Find First and Find Next file and a few other additions that we're adding in the next version of Windows here. And if I just switch between that and our VM and our Visual Studio to where we have some examples of the existing code here is the way things currently work now in the existing versions of Windows, where we would do the storage files, storage file queries, loop over all of that. That should be fairly familiar to any of you who are actually doing existing Universal, and if you're not, you should be. And what we're going to do is take a look at where we go and do some different enumerations. And for that, I'm going to find the C++ version of some code here and say, look, we're going to use find first file. This is exactly what you would use in existing desktop applications. And this lets you take those apps, bring them across that bridge all the way over into the Universal platform without having to have changed that code so that all of this continues to still work. And this then gives you, so here we're going to say, we're going to grab a Win32 find data, standard data structure for enumeration, find first file, go down through in a loop. While there's nothing more left to get, we're going to grab each of those files as a name, convert it to a platform string, and then we pass that up to the .NET code. In this particular case, you may or may not be doing that. If your code is all C and C++, you may not be doing that. We did that because we're trying to get a single central app where we can have all of our samples routed through. So we have that there, and we're going to switch over to a VM here where we have the app is not currently running, but we can make it run. So here's our app. We're going to go look at the enumeration of files. And the first thing we're going to do is say, hey, let's look at, this is the way we're doing it under the existing support. It says, yep, we got a bunch of files. And now we're going to run it on the same thing. And this particular version is the one that's going to, that hits that code path we just looked at, where we're doing the Win32. So this gives us the ability to then take that and run that. And now you have a choice depending on where your code is coming from. You've got a lot of existing legacy support. You've got third-party libraries that may be using the Win32 APIs. You can now help bring those across much easier.
Well, that's great, Steve. Thank you for demoing that. And I think we had back here for us just a couple important notes for people who are starting to use this. I myself actually started developing on the Silverlight platform and then went to Universal Windows platform. So unlike Steve here, I don't actually have a lot of experience using Find First, Find Next. So here's a few kind of helpful tips for when you'd want to use each of the different options. So Find First, Find Next is great for listing all the files in a directory. If you want to use Path.io or CreateFile2 to crack open these files, then that's the right choice to go with. The storage items and the storage files, which are already available in UWP and will continue to work, are great if you need to interact with the property system, write back properties to files, or use something like a share contract, which accepts a storage file as the common currency there. Now, I think I just partially let the cat out of the bag there a bit, Steve, but there's something a little exciting to show you, and I kind of mentioned it, and that's CreateFile 2.
Gee, maybe there's something to do with that.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of does make some sense if we do find first, find next. Maybe we should be able to give you the ability to do CreateFile 2 as well. Well, you kind of have that now, but it's limited in where you can use it in the current versions. In our next version, we're going to switch back over to Visual Studio here so we can see. Actually, it's in the C++ code here. There we go. The opening files. So we have a call to create file two. Now, what's interesting here is what we're doing now is expanding the ability to use CreateFile 2 in more places than just your app data location. That's what you were limited to in previous versions. Now we're expanding it so that CreateFile 2 can be used with a path to any location that your app has access to get to. So you would ordinarily ask a user for a location, or if you've added it to the capabilities in the manifest, then you already have it built in. Otherwise, you prompt the users maybe for a file or a folder, get that through a folder picker. And then once you have your folder, you add it to your future access list. And then you're able to go ahead and use the CreateFile 2 exactly as you would expect. And here we're going to go ahead and grab that into a handle. I'm going to create a whole bunch of handles. We're going to open a whole series of them in this particular case. Not going to really do anything with them, and then just close them, just to show that we can actually get to them as an open. And we'll switch back to our demo over here. And we're going to go ahead and run that using CreateFile. And see, we see the same number of files again. And we're actually able to read and open all of those things in about 418 milliseconds. Which is pretty good. In this particular case, that is quite good. So what we're enabling you to do is then again bring that code all the way across the bridge from the desktop through the desktop bridge all the way into the universal platform so that you get all of the protections that that offers, all of the trust that your customers will have in that, and allows you to do it without having to rewrite a lot of code.
That's great, Steve. And I believe, if I remember correctly, when you were doing the platform work to enable this create file, you also managed to improve the existing platform as well.
We do have some improvements in the existing platform, yes. And for that, we have a different piece of code here that would be right, if I can move this mouse. Let's see, it's in the Path.io classes, curiously enough, in the region called Path.io. Now, this is not a new set of APIs or functionality, so if you're already using these things, great, all the better, because we're doing improvements based on this work with the Win32 create file and some other additional work that we're doing but not yet talking about, where we're going to be getting some benefits here so that the use of the Path.io APIs, and for particular, we'll say this one here, where it takes a path, reads the entire path, the contents of the path, all of that file, all into a data buffer. So it's typically the sort of API you use when you want to read or write the entire contents of a file. A log file is typical. Sometimes bitmaps are useful for that when you bring the whole thing in, edit it, and write it back out again. You don't need to keep it open. You're not doing random reads and writes and seeks all over so that you actually don't lock it for anybody else. So text files, there's a set of APIs for reading a set of lines in a text file, so a log or a INI file or any other kind of text file that you're trying to read or parse. You can read it as a set of lines and you can write them as a set of lines. But all of those things have always been there. They've been there from the beginning of the universal platform, but we're making some improvements based upon this other work so that we go straight to the file, open it as a handle or a stream, read the data in, and we're bypassing the construction or need for the storage files underneath that we had been using before, now that we have this functionality.
So that's great. So my existing app in the store is just going to get faster.
When you're using the Path.io, it will, yes.
That's great news. And I think you touched on this briefly here, but I believe we have some best practices and for folks like me, when to use each option. So the Path.io, those are great classes. As Steve is mentioning, if you want to read an entire file, if you just want to append some text to your log file, they work great. But, you know, sometimes you need to do other things. Sometimes you have existing code that uses a handle. And if you do, in that case, create file too. Now it works everywhere. Now it works with pickers, works with the libraries, anywhere that your DWP can get access to. Actually, works great with the future access list. Go ahead, try it out. It's a lot of fun to play with.
All you need is the path, and you can create the file from the path. And then you're good. You get a handle, and you move it around.
So just to wrap up what we've talked about today, there's been a bunch of news, but your existing code, it's going to get faster as long as you're using the Path.io. And if you're not, this might be a great time to take a look and see if you can use the new performance improvements. As well, UWP apps will be able to call some of the Win32 file access APIs that they were previously using. And if you have code that's sitting currently on the desktop bridge, then you'll be able to bring it across that bridge and into UWP even easier without having to do a rewrite. Now, the demo code that Steve was just showing, that's going to be available at the link below, so you can try it out when it's available. Or I'm sure everyone has existing Win32 code. Give it a try. Import it into a UWP project and see how it works. We'd love to hear your feedback. If you have any questions with getting it working, please either through user voice if you have feature requests, or there's some contact information here on the slide. If you'd like to reach out to us, we'd love to hear your feedback. Again, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing what you can create in the universal Windows platform.